You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back with more Freed on Business. We've got my good friend, the founder of Wiki Realty, on the other line, Sanjay Cuddaman. Poor Sanjay, how are you today?
Jim, I'm good. How are you? It's been a little while.
I'm doing great. We're outside here in Miami. It's a little bit humid, but what would you know about that? You only lived in Naples. So, Sanjay, tell me about what's new with Wiki Realty. I saw, you know, very interesting stuff that there's combinations in the real estate market that are making it even more important for people to brand themselves. Tell me a little bit about what's going on.
Well, you know, you and I have talked about this quite a bit over the last few years. I mean, as we both know, we're both real estate industry veterans. You know, the industry's changed, right? I mean, you know, consumers before would rely on real estate professionals to get, you know, what we like to refer to as, you know, quantitative data, you know, price, square footage, you know, MLS data. But, you know, with the Zillows of the world and, you know, basically MLS data becoming public facing, you know, real estate professionals are having to work smarter and work differently to try to connect with the online consumers. Because, as you know, everybody's online, right? So, you know, real estate professionals are sharing their secret sauce, and they need to figure out how to amplify that in order to connect with that online consumer. And I think, you know, you had reached out because you saw one of our pieces on, you know, one of these well-funded companies just going directly to consumers. So that sort of heightens the need for real estate professionals figure out ways to connect with consumers.
That's amazing. That's something that everybody should have. Sanjay, tell me a little bit more. You know, I see that what Wiki Realty seems to do is it seems to make somebody a neighborhood expert, somebody that when people are looking to find information about a property that maybe they'd call on, because in today's world, it's all about branding, and that helps people get to know you.
That's exactly right. I mean, what we've seen is a shift. You know, we like to say that we help consumers, buyers, sellers figure out, you know, what neighborhood they want to be in, or, you know, if they're selling, you know, the attributes of the neighborhood that they're selling in to help them determine the value of their homes. And then we connect them with the right real estate professionals to help them, you know, buy and or sell real estate. And, you know, we've seen a shift in terms of, you know, consumer behavior. They used to sort of pick the property first and then the neighborhood second. And now we're really seeing people pick the neighborhood first and then the property once they've identified where they want to live. But the problem is trying to get that neighborhood information is very difficult. So we help real estate professionals share that neighborhood information. We attach their brand to it. We publish it on our site, which helps them get found on the search engines. We then push it out to Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, sort of broadening their reach and reaching customers that they otherwise wouldn't reach. And in doing so, they appear to be sort of that neighborhood expert. They stay top of mind with people in their marketplace that are interested in real estate.
It's fabulous. And I keep getting a reminder that 150, 250, 350 people have read your recommendation. It just prompts me to want to do more. And it really starts to create a community of information that helps buyers be more comfortable with coming into your neighborhood and hopefully working with you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, I think, you know, you had commented on a piece where we showed that when we are helping real estate professionals with lifestyle content in particular markets, that content is getting exponentially more engagement than, you know, typically what professionals do, like, hey, check out my new real estate listing, or the market is up 5%. You know, candidly, that kind of stuff makes consumers' eyes go all glossy, right? I mean, they get inundated with that kind of information. It's not interesting. Even Facebook has recognized this, right? I mean, we've all heard that Facebook has changed their algorithms, and, you know, they're actually, you know, demoting that kind of content. So as a business owner, when you write and share that kind of content, you know, I think I heard another real estate coach say he thinks that Facebook is hiding that information. Now, what they are actually promoting and giving priority to is lifestyle, hyper-local neighborhood information. And that's evidenced by some of the results we've seen where when we are helping real estate professionals with these strategies, That content is getting read, it's getting shared, it's getting commented on, and these are all opportunities for real estate professionals to connect with those consumers.
You know, I really found that to be interesting. And then I read something also on the site. I want to talk about it just for a minute, and that's that there are online marketing firms that are actually, maybe I misinterpreted this, buying houses. What's going on with that?
Well, these are, you know, there are some pretty, well-funded players. I think that there's obviously Zillow. I don't know if you've heard, but Zillow is now going directly to home sellers and buying homes from home sellers. And effectively, one could argue that, it's sort of removing, the real estate broker from that process when they're going directly to the sellers. There are other players out there like Open Door, and I think there's another one that is doing the same thing. They're going right directly to the home sellers. They're in fact buying the homes from the sellers, keeping them in their inventory, revamping them and then fixing them and then flipping them again to buyers. So once again, real estate professionals are having to sort of up their game in terms of, really showing how they can deliver value beyond just, hey, I've got a new listing. Because candidly, if you have a listing, people can go to Zillow to find it. So you got to ask yourself, how am I providing value beyond just promoting my listings?
So you've got to have your eye on some things that are going to be happening in the future. What are some coming attractions that we can look forward to when I talk to you next quarter?
Yeah, so what we're doing is, Wiki Realty is really a platform for, what I like to refer to as the entire real estate ecosystem. You've got the realtors, you've got, the lenders, the lawyers, the title insurance companies, not to get too technical, but what we say we're creating is a market network for real estate. And just sort of put it into perspective, if you think of a social network being a network with all of your social connections, we are building a market network, which is a network around a particular market. And in this case, the market is real estate. So it's a network of all your real estate connections. So when we bring all of these parties together, it really changes the information business in real estate, helps consumers understand the neighborhoods better, and helps them connect with the right real estate professionals. And we're starting to see this market network take shape because, not only are we starting to work with realtors, but we're bringing other disciplines into the platform. Most recently, lenders. I mean, I'm getting calls from lenders, mortgage bankers, mortgage brokers saying, hey.
Well, I know a mortgage broker that's been working with you for over a year. Me. You're so funny, So Sanjay, then maybe we can give a shout out. Who are a couple of the people that have really been working hard on the Wiki Realty platform that maybe somebody could look up on that platform and get an idea of how it can really work? And the person that wants to do that is me, Sanjay. I want to see how somebody that's a real pro at using this uses it so I can learn.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, we've got plenty of users in Miami that are using the platform. In fact, as we're partners with the Miami Association of Realtors.
Yes, sir, I do.
Right. And just the other day, we had a mortgage banker from South Florida sign up and, signed up for almost an entire year saying, I need to reach customers on top, at the top of the funnel because, the mortgages business is getting even tougher. The interest rates are rising and I don't want to wait for somebody to show up at my doorstep with a closing. I need to go proactively find them. So, Jim, I'd love to talk to you about that as well because there's some real opportunities.
Well, what I'd like to do, Sanjay, is after the segment, please send me an email so that we can talk tomorrow. We've been dancing around this. My goodness, I knew you back in the day when you were a real estate developer, for crying out loud. And then you morphed into a software developer and now a business model developer. Are you what I could call a serial entrepreneur?
Yeah, well, I think I've always been an entrepreneur. I just started.
I know.
Real estate. So now tech entrepreneur. Very, very little different, but, in the same space. So. It's been an interesting journey all the way around.
Well, listen, best to you and your family, your pop. I love that guy. And, I'm looking forward to everything else. Please send me a calendar reminder for sometime tomorrow so that we can get together. I'm really excited about taking Wiki Realty to the next level and my participation as a hyper-local expert. It's really exciting. And congratulations to you, Sanjay. One last thought that you'd like to leave our users with, and of course, our listeners with, and of course, please tell them how to find your sites.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, our site is wikirealty.com, wikirealty.com. And, you know, they can, anyone listening can reach me directly at Sanjay, S-A-N-J-A-Y, at wikirealty.com. And I'd love to talk to anybody. I mean, we're very accessible and sort of love to talk to anybody on our ideas on where the industry is going and how we can help them stay competitive.
Yeah, listen, let me put in a plug for you. Since there's an entire continent behind us, there's no way that we could have talked about this. So, you know, I've just known Sanjay for quite some time. What he just said is completely true. He's very open. He's very positive. He looks it right in the eye and solves whatever it is. And I'm looking forward, Sanjay, to working with you and your technology team to take my game to the next level. All you had to do was say that a mortgage banker called you from South Florida, and oh, my God, I was all over it. I have to be on top of that pile. So, Sanjay, we're going to get together. I'm really excited, man.
Yeah, I am too. I am too, Jim. And, you know, thanks for having me on again. It's always fun talking with you. And look forward to touching base tomorrow. I'll shoot you an email.
All right. Sounds great. Hey, everybody, you can email with Sanjay and get the founder of Wiki Realty into your business to help you with your branding and become the hyper-local expert for your neighborhood. All you got to do is send him an email at, you're up, Sanjay.
Sanjay at wikirealty.com.
All right. Well, listen, Sanjay, I look forward to talking. S-A-N-J-A-Y. I cut him off on that. S-A-N-J-A-Y. Sanjay, my friend. I'm so happy to say that too, Sanjay. I look forward to catching up with you tomorrow. Thank you so much for being on today. And everybody, stick with us. We're going to be talking to Mike Cleary. He runs Emerald Creek Capital down here. He's sponsoring tonight's happy hour, and he's a real creative solution to real estate. So make sure you stick with us. Right after this, we're going to help you improve your life today. And again, Sanjay, thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Jim.
My pleasure. Wanda, take it away.